Hi, this is my favourite Elliott Smith song. This podcast is all about trying to keep Elliott Smith's legacy alive in our own very small way. And we do that by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. So hi, and thank you for joining us for our fourth episode of the season and our last of 2023. Our guest today is the musician Margaret Glaspie. Margaret, who is based in New York, released her most recent album, Echo the Diamond, earlier on this year. It's her third full-length record, following on from Devotion in 2020 and Emotions and Math, which came out in 2016. In this interview, we discuss the various ways Elliott Smith has influenced Margaret's work over the years, how she defines what she calls the Elliott vibe, and what makes her favourite song pick so special to her. So here she is. This is Margaret Glaspie.
My name is Margaret Glaspie, and I am 34 years old, and I am here with you. I have many, many, many favorites, and I am a deep Elliott Smith fan. But today, I think one of my very favorites is a song called Stupidity Tries.
Got a foot in the door. God knows what for. And he'll cut me down to size. Stupidity Tries.
I mean, gosh, I feel like there's something about Elliott that runs pretty consistently through all of his music that kind of puts me in a similar place. And I think that's probably why I love it so much. I think this song is, it's like one of the many that puts me in this kind of, maybe it's like a slightly whimsical mind space for some reason. I used to listen to this song I'm 34 now, probably when I was about 25, living in Brooklyn, and I would skateboard all around Brooklyn and have my earbuds in and listen to Stupidity Tries over and over. That and Say Yes. I really loved Say Yes too at that time. But this was one that for some reason, like cruising through Brooklyn in the summer, this song was the proper soundtrack for that. So I did a lot of that. And I think I just have some really fond memories linked to this record, to Figure Eight, and also to this song in particular. It was kind of a song I would listen to when I wanted to kind of like block the world out a little bit and just kind of enjoy Brooklyn and like bask in it all and let Elliott kind of lead me through it. So yeah, it's a little bit nostalgic for me, I suppose.
Free everything but you and me. This pain together dries. Stupidity dries. So then a show.
There any, I guess, like features of it that really, really speak to you?
I think it's just the vibe, you know. I love the intro and kind of how he sets up the song. Like as a musician, I kind of wish I wrote it in some ways. It's funny with this song because a lot of the songs, I know every word. And for some reason, this one I don't. Like I've listened to it a billion times and I haven't like logged every word of this song. I just like it. So I think for me, there's some kind of mystical vibe happening with this one. And also just the arrangement, I think, is rad. Like I remember the arrangement more than I do the words. And I'm telling you, I've listened to this song millions of times, probably practically thousands, you know, like I've listened to it over and over and I still don't know the words, which is pretty absurd for me. So I think it is like a music thing, like a maybe like a chordal and arrangement thing and a production thing and a just like Elliott thing. It just somehow this one just grabs me and I like it because it's got a vibe.
Yeah. And I think when, I mean, just talking about the lyrics, you said you're you haven't quite grasped them yet and you've listened so many times. Like, I think just reading the lyrics, I'm kind of, to a certain extent, with you there. I mean, some of the lines, as well as I think on Figure Eight as well, they're sort of introspective and philosophical.
I think what the song means, if I was just to kind of be a fan and try and, you know, it's so funny because as a songwriter, people are like, what does this song mean? I never want to talk about it because I just don't really care to, you know, I think that everyone's having their own experience with music, and that's precious enough. I don't need to, like, you know, tell everybody what it was about for me. But if I was fanning out on Elliot and trying to figure out, like, what does it all mean? I think that it's like stupidity tries, I think, means like you're, it's kind of like you're stupid for trying in a way. You know, like, I think sometimes in this song he's saying, maybe, again, I'm just a fan, so I could never know. But maybe there's something going on where it's kind of saying that, you know, there's like a depressed thing of feeling like, why even try? But then there's also a thing of feeling like, maybe, what do people say? It's like, you make plans and God laughs or something like that. It's like a, maybe that kind of sentiment of like that line, something about to what tomorrow brings. What is that? How does that go?
I can't think of a thing that I hope tomorrow brings.
Yeah, right. Which is kind of a depressed statement, but also is kind of interesting because it's like, you don't know what tomorrow brings anyway. So why try? Why try and crack that code? Just stay here now, you know? So I think that there's, you know, I think a lot of people recount Elliot Smith as incredibly sad or, you know, all the things. It's very easy to kind of draw that conclusion. But I also think it wasn't always just depressed statements. It was also like really smart and clever. And he's just like saying it as he sees it, you know? I don't think it's always just so like everything is effed, you know? I mean, there is a song called Everything Means Nothing to Me, but I think that sometimes he was just being real and saying, like, there's not really, you know, why try if you know that everything is going to change anyway? It's kind of economical in my eyes.
The enemy is within. Don't confuse me within. The truth is otherwise. Stability tries.
You also mentioned that you're a fan of the production, and this is kind of gives you a sort of an Elliot Smith feeling that you recognize in the production. Can you talk about what you think those qualities are, what those qualities are, what they mean to you?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think that he was really, really good at, you know, I think that I couldn't claim to know what the actual, I mean, if I read lots of like K-pop, I might be able to learn more about the actual production process of Elliot's records, but I couldn't claim to really know what it was. In my opinion, like in just listening to it and listening to the records and knowing the records, you know, there are some kind of tried and true Elliot things. And one of them is like just doubling everything and panning everything to feel like you're just immersed in his vocal. That I think I've adopted over time quite a bit in my own records and kind of, you know, stolen from him time and time again. So that's one. His guitar sounds are pretty iconic, and he has this kind of, you know, I guess you could call it lo-fi, but I think it's actually not. I think that kind of isn't a nuanced enough word for it. I think that it's all very sophisticated. And the harmony in the songs is very sophisticated. And so I think he was able to approach it in a more analog way. And the character of that was a really good foil for the sophistication of like the harmony and the lyrics and the arrangements. Especially something like this song, Stupidity Tries. I think I chose it for today because it's just, you know, it's like a mood that I'm in, that I enjoy it. But there's so much of his music that is very different from this song. that feels less kind of free and breezy and more like something like everything means nothing to me, which feels incredibly conceptual and very particular. And like he was choosing a really particular arc for a song. Whereas this one feels like you can just play it on the guitar and, you know, with friends and hang out. So there's different sides to what he does. And I think sometimes, yeah, I mean, you can tell there's like a lot of tape involved in what he's doing. Probably there's a lot of like, there's a lot of pointedly analog feelings in what he does, which again, I think is just a cool, it's a cool marriage between him writing chords that feel like, you know, like Bach chorales or something. It's like very classically driven in my ears in terms of just the harmony. But then to do it like all on tape and doubled and, you know, it's just cool. It's like an interesting juxtaposition for sure. Like Figure Eight, I know every song, and I you know, they feel like pop songs in a way. If Elliot could be poppy, you know what I mean? Yeah, Son of Sam, Somebody That I Used to Know, Junk Bond Trader, everything reminds me of her. Gosh, everything's so good. Everything Means Nothing to Me, L.A., so good. And The Lost and Found, Stupidity Tries, Easy Way Out, Wouldn't Mama Be Proud, Color Bars, Happiness, yeah. Pretty Mary Kay, Better Be Quiet Now, Can't Make a Sound, by a lot of those. I would actually say it's almost like this in-between where a lot of them feel like they're like bangers, you know, yes. They're really great. But then there's also, you know, there's other songs that I could think of that maybe did have popular sensibilities at times. There's like the real catchy stuff on that record. And then there's also like kind of meat and potatoes, like really nuanced, like it's like the thick of the novel and not just the highlights too. So yeah, I think I think it's a really good record to listen to understand Elliot Smith in a way. It feels like a really great listen to say, if you've never heard him, if you listen to this, you're probably getting a lot of him on that record.
Is it your favorite Elliot Smith record?
Yes, I would say it's probably my favorite. I'm trying, but I feel like Either Or is really wonderful too. Like, yeah. Yeah. Alameda, Between the Bars, Pictures of Me. Either Or is really wonderful. And I know one of the songs on that record, Say Yes, was also like a skateboarding song for me. There's an era where I was skateboarding everywhere and listening to so much Elliot Smith that there was like a soundtrack quality. I was also, my brother introduced me to Elliot Smith when I was really young, but I had heard, the first way that I had heard those songs was through my brother playing them in the house. And so I thought that my brother had written all these songs in a way. I was like, wow, my brother's
he's really talented.
He's really talented. And he was really talented. So it was an interesting marriage because it would make sense that he would have written those in a way. There was the kind of immersion to his music that just, it came in early for me. And then I sustained it as an adult and I still am sustaining it. And it's kind of hit me from all sides. So I think every one of, it's kind of weird to pick a favorite for me because every one of his records has really played out in my life. So everyone kind of has their moment for what, you know, their appropriate time and place in my timeline. Not one of them is like, this is it. This is all Elliot Smith is for me. It's all pretty important to me in terms of like what is integral to understanding his music. EXO is very, very, very good. I think that, you know, songs like Baby Britain and you know, it's like that's like such a wonderful pop song that feels so Beatles-esque and all the things. I don't know. There's too much to talk about with Elliot, but yeah, all the songs have a special place, and all the records have a special place for me. There's not one that goes to the top necessarily.
So when you first discovered him through your brother, you said you were very young. Was that like a high school thing? Was it earlier?
Where were you in your life? I was probably in middle school. I was probably about, you know, 10, something like that.
Wow, so quite early.
Yeah, totally. I feel really, really lucky because my siblings were both older than me. I was the youngest of three, and they were showing me, you know, the ropes musically, and so were my parents. But it was really kismet because my siblings were, you know, I was born in 89. My siblings were, you know, one's 4 years older than me. The other one was like, you know, 6 years older than me. And they were getting all this incredible music from the 90s and giving it to me that I wouldn't have gotten if they weren't there. You know, I would have been, you know, it would have been all early 2000s by the time I was really starting to metabolize music in that way. So they were kind of delivering Elliot to me, and, you know, Lauryn Hill and Alanis Morissette and Pearl Jam and No Doubt and, you know, the presidency of the United States of America and like lots of just 90s, you know, stuff. Yeah. So I feel lucky to have been kind of stewarded into that realm of music. And then my parents were listening to, you know, like jazz. My dad was listening to jazz. My mom was listening to kind of maybe more Laurel Canyon-y singer-songwriters, James Taylor and Joni Mitchell and that kind of thing.
And is Elliot Smith still kind of with you today in terms of your listening habits, or is it more something from the back in the past?
It's still with me. I'm not sure I'll ever kick it. There's some things, you know, that I give a rest because I have listened to them inside and out, but they always come back. I think that's what's such a testament to his music. It never really, you know, gets old or feels dated or anything like that. It feels pretty evergreen. So yeah, I think I'll be learning from those records and be trying to kind of, I think I look up to Elliot quite a bit in terms of just the artistry and the kind of just fully conceived records. They just really are. They're such works of art. They're really, really magnificent. So I think it pushes me as a songwriter to say like, wow, Elliot Smith did what, you know, like listen to those records. They're insane. So I want to make good records because him, you know.
And with your new record, is there Elliot Smith influence in there? And if so, where can we find it?
Oh, wow. Good question. Where can we find it? I think that, well, he kind of touches everything for me in a way because it's just kind of ingrained since I was very young. I would say maybe a song. There's a song called Irish Goodbye that's probably a little Elliot influenced. You might hear a little bit of that on there. And there's a song called My Eyes that you'll probably be hearing a little bit of that in there too. Both maybe more kind of medium tempo songs that feel, yeah, just kind of maybe like a little bit EXO-ish.
Okay, well, we'll certainly listen out for them. And when I was reading some interviews that you did before speaking to you, I think you were talking specifically about your album that came out in 2016, Emotions and Math. And you said that one was particularly Elliot Smith inspired, or one of the songs when it was particularly Elliot Smith inspired. Can you talk to us about that? And, you know, in what ways was he inspiring you then? And was it more kind of Stupidity Tries and Figure Eight, or were there other influences coming in?
I think that was probably to date my most influenced record from Elliot was that record. That was probably, I'd always been passively listening to Elliot Smith because I grew up in a family that listened to him. But that was probably the most I'd ever dug into his records as an adult and did it on my own. And so I remember listening to it so much that I started to feel a little bit like I was in an alternate universe. That I was kind of like, I was very steeped in that music for sure. And in making that one, I think there were things, like doubling, and honestly just arranging that went into that record that felt like I was learning quite a bit from him. There's also something I think that he did that was really pointed to me, was that he was able to play the acoustic guitar, but nothing ever felt folky to me. It always felt like there was this kind of punk or rock sensibility, even when he was playing like a guitar, an acoustic guitar by himself. And I think it was a testament to his voice and his guitar playing and just the way that he did it and the harmony. But I, you know, as a kid, I was a fiddle player when I was really young. And it brought me into the world as a musician. And I was around, surrounded by acoustic music and kind of folky, traditional music growing up. Some Irish music, you know, Texas-style fiddle music, Celtic songs, old-time Appalachian songs. But then seeing what he did when I was young and saying like, oh, but he'll play the guitar, the acoustic guitar, but it doesn't sound like a folk song. It sounds like an Elliott Smith song.
Mm-hmm.
Felt really like a light bulb kind of went off for me. And so there's little moments on my first record, Emotions in Math, where I feel like that was the goal, was even if I ever pick up an acoustic guitar, I never really wanted it to sound like country or folk, really. I wanted to, and I think I'm still on this kind of mission in a way, is understanding how can someone pick up an acoustic instrument, have all the kind of makings of kind of, you know, what might look like a folky singer-songwriter, and then just kind of obliterate you and feel kind of not that at all, you know, like have the most edge. I thought that that was really fascinating and really interesting. So on my first record, I think there was some of that where there's obviously kind of a forthrightness to that record. But there's also, I think even in the quieter moments, I just craved to be able to pull off what he did. So I think some of it was psychological in a way.
I couldn't think.
Thank you, Elliott, so much for all of your beautiful, wonderful music. And I hope it continues to, you know, circulate through the generations and people continue to find his music, because I think it's really special, and all musicians and songwriters and music lovers are in for such a treat if they haven't.
A big thank you then to Margaret Glaspie for being our guest on My Favourite Elliott Smith Song and drawing our 2023 to a close. We will, of course, be back in the new year, on the 10th of January to be precise, when we'll have a new episode for you. In the meantime, I hope you have a fantastic festive break and a very happy new year. To play us out, here's musician and podcast listener Colby Dickens with his version of Say Yes. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you again next year. My Favourite Elliott Smith Song is produced by Rob Comber and Elizabeth Widstanley. To find out more about the show, go to myfavouriteelliottsmithsong.com.